This recording, Russia 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." As far as I was born in a military family, that's why we moved a lot during my life. So I changed like 5 schools and 6 classes. I was born in Baku, Azerbaijan. It used to be part of Soviet Union, but now it's separate republics, even though I'm Armenian. So then my whole family, they had to move from that country because there was this bad events between Armenians and Azerbaijans. It's like history. It's still continuous. I mean, Armenians and Azerbaijans, they're not very peaceful with each other. But I've been lucky we moved earlier. So we moved because of ourselves, not because we had to move. And I used to live on Caspian Sea. It was just on the coast, so it was very beautiful there. But we moved from there when I was very little, and my sister was little too. I have one sister and one brother. We moved to Czech Republic. It was Czechoslovakia, and I went to school there. I can't speak Czech because it was Russian school. It was for military children. It was just military family district. So we stayed there about 5 years, and then we moved to Belarus because they moved the forces, so my father had to go there. But we stayed there not very long. We stayed there like 5 months or 6 months. And I've been learning Belarusian language over there. So I did very good, but then I noticed that my Russian became very bad. Like, grammar was just awful. So I just asked my father for permission, like, "Can I do not go to that class? Is it okay? Are we going to stay here?" He was like, "No, we're going to move, don't worry." So like, I skipped those classes, and then, so it didn't influence me because we moved to Russia anyway. So I had to learn better Russian than Belarusian. So we moved to Rostov-on-Don. This is the city on south of Russia. And I still live there. All my family is there, but my mother's relatives and my father's relatives, they're in different cities. So even in Rostov, we changed like 4 places because we didn't have our own house yet. So right now we live in our own place. So I don't know, maybe we'll move somewhere else from there. My parents, they were like, "Oh, we stayed here for 8 years already, like in this city. Isn't it time to move somewhere?" So I have a little brother, he's 4 years old. I always was interested in languages. And the first time I, I just started learning English. It was in school. It was fifth grade, I guess, fifth or sixth grade. But it wasn't very serious because usually in school, they're like, I don't know, teachers are not maybe very good. Even if they're good, they're not very, like, they're not very strict.
Як вам пишу, чого же боля? Що я можу ще сказати? Тепер я знаю, ваша воля мене презрением наказати. Но вы, к моей несчастной доле, хоть каплю жалости храня, вы не оставите меня. Сначала я молчать хотела. Поверьте, моего стыда вы не узнали б никогда.